The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fatphobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2913 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, and sleighcast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustas, and your hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. Today's episode, the Beastcast, is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2 flexing on all you be.
The fucking Catalina wine.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. Fresh off an overtime segment yesterday with a brand new Drive Mall Gaining, now available for members of Swolenormous X. Go check out all the specials, swolenormousx.com. Summer Swole ends this Sunday, so go and sign up today. Get access to all the private live streams. We have some awesome stuff to get into today, so we are going to jump right into it. And of course, tomorrow is the Sunday Fun Day Q&A-ness, so if you want to call into the show, head on over to askpapaswolio.com. Whoa, that's super zoomed in. Askpapaswolio.com and call into the show, and we'll be getting to a bunch of calls during tomorrow's episode. Now, let's get into today's episode. Let's summon the Falcon, get today's party started. We have a swole card to reveal, and we'll give this away at the end of today's episode. All right, fam, hashtag Swole Slut Saturday. Hashtag SSS, Swole Slut Saturday, for a chance to win today's Swole card. We'll give this away at the end of today's episode. It's a very nice card. It's actually a really, really, really nice card. Hashtag Triple S for a chance to win today's Swole card. Now let's moisturize and get into that tip. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, let's get into the first Swole fan post.
What's in the box?
This one's from Brandon. Brandon says, "What's up, Beaches? Hello, I'm Brandon. I'm a corrections officer. Ever since 2019, I've been steadily gaining weight to the point of pre-diabetes. I'm hoping to drop 130 pounds to get back to where I was in my 20s. Just say no to diabetes."
I gave it a
welcome to the fam, Brandon.
A 10.
I am looking forward. I am looking forward to making that a reality. Just say no. Just say no. Just say no to diabetes. All right, let's get into another Swole Fam post. Welcome to the fam. Elizabeth, we got a nice little update here. Elizabeth says, "Hey, Swole Fam, check in time. My best friend and I completed week one of Swole season. This is not my first time doing this program, even though it is his first time. However, I've never done it post-injury recovery, parentheses, hip subluxation and transverse humeral ligament tear in shoulder for reference." Why, thank you, doctor. To call this time humbling would be a trivialization. The last time I worked through this program, I was hefting considerably more than I am now. I have had moments where I feel a certain type of way about that. I won't deny that it's been a bit of a struggle. Rather than allowing myself to indulge in negative thinking that will derail me, I'm focusing on making sure my form is absolutely perfect rather than how much I am lifting. The number doesn't matter. What matters is that it's just enough to make it through that last prescribed rep with good form. The thing that puts it all most into perspective for me is seeing my best friend get through a set with 10 pounders like he just hulked out. The chemo that ravaged his stamina is no match for the mindset that kicked oral cancer's ass. He amazes me, and each day reminds me that it's not about how much you can lift, it's that you show up every day and turn your beast mode on. We're both sore in places we forgot exist and are focusing our yoga days around that. Here's to week two. I'll let you all know how it goes." That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. Good stuff. Super stoked to hear it. Congratulations on both of you, and keep it going. Remember, just check in. Like you said, Elizabeth, show up, put the work in, and that's all there is to it. There's going to be some speed bumps along the way, but as long as you're as consistent as you possibly can be, and you keep your head down, you focus, you'll chip away and make those gains. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com in order to get on the email list. If you love the show, you're enjoying it on the weekends, during the week, in the evening, on podcast apps, on Rumble, wherever you watch and listen. If you enjoy TikTok and Instagram and you want more, go to makeemailswoleagain.com and sign up for the email list, and I will blow up your inbox and make sure that you go to the fucking gym and you keep your head screwed on right. Drop in the comments down below if you enjoy those emails. Most of you are even members. You don't have to be a member to go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get on the email list. So check it out, and I think you will enjoy it. Responding to the Another Monday email, Blaine says, "Today was leg day, finished off with a couple sets of sit-ups and some Russian twists." Let's get some gorillas for Blaine. And another simple one, just simple responses today. Another Monday, Carol says, "Going to the gym after work, hired a trainer, so I have to go. Today is chest and traps. If I can go to the gym at 61 years old, so can everyone else." Indeed. Indeed.
And that's the way, I like it. Is she on the sunshine
button? Hired a trainer, so I have to go. Look, you got to hold yourself accountable. This is why we have Accountability Monday. That's why we have the Telegram chat. That's why the Daily Swole is every single day, because we have to show up. All right, so the Daily Swole is the definition of showing up. I'm here doing the podcast, whether it's raining, whether it's sunny and the nips are roasting, whether it's a hurricane, as long as we have the internet. You know, we're here every single day showing up for the live streams and going over these posts and staying focused. It's really about showing up so you can put in the effort. Your effort's always going to vary, but the more consistent you put out quality effort, the better you are. You're practicing putting out high effort. You're practicing executing your form. Every time you lift, it's a practice. You're practicing fitness. You're practicing training. You're practicing your habits every time. So make sure you put your effort in. Don't be slacking, because then you're going to have shitty habits that compound over time. So make sure you stay focused, show up, and put the work in. All right, fam, it's time. Lights. Close up. Gates. All right, let's do it. AskPapaSwolio.com for a chance to be featured. I think we will feature you if you're in the live chat. Reminder, tomorrow is our Q&A show. It's this Red Wine Swole Sunday Funday Q&A. So we're only taking questions tomorrow. We're just going to show up and go through questions from Instagram, live questions, but also call-ins. And you can call in anytime.
And if we get a ton of call-ins, we'll sprinkle some in during the weekly shows. We like to really load them up on Sunday, so we just do mostly calls. So if we have. So we like to do them all at one time. It's a lot of fun. So askpapaswolio.com. Call into the show. You could do this anytime. You could do it multiple times. Some people submit stupid fucking shit and you're not going to be featured. But like, call into the show, ask a real question, and you will be featured. So askpapaswolio.com. Anyone can do it. Members, anyone. And if you call in and you get a question answered and maybe you have a follow-up, feel free to call back in. I might not remember the first context, so give me context. You have up to a minute to record a question, but have no fear. I'm not going to be like, oh, you asked a question, you can't do it again. If it's a good question, call in. It's Megane. Megane? It's Megan, but Megane. That's a good way to spell Megan, with gain instead of Megan. Megane. Megane's. All right, Papa Swolio, best exercises to get rid. Oh, it's me again. Jesus Christ. It says it's me again. Fuck me.
Megane.
Fuck me. Jesus Christ. I love how I saw it's Megane. Oh, it's a Megan. And then I saw man boobs. I'm like, nope, that's not a woman. It's me again. I like both. I like both. If your name is Megan, you should put an A at an I at the end. Megane. Megane's with a Z. All right. Jesus. Best exercise to get rid of man boobs and belly fat. I'm always seeing the gains, Leslie. I'm always seeing the gains. I can't get the gains out of my eyes. I just see gains everywhere. So it's obvious. There's no exercise that's going to get rid of man boobs or belly fat. Okay. You could crunch all you want. You could do as many planks as you want. You're still going to have fat hanging there. If you're eating too much and you're eating the wrong foods, you're not sleeping, cortisol's through the roof. So you need to build muscle, lift heavy weights, build muscle, but proper nutrition, proper sleep, and all those things is going to be what a calorie deficit is, what's going to get rid of extra energy on your body. So nothing is going to get rid of man boobs. There's no exercise. Of course, you can train your chest, of course, and build chest muscle. You can do weighted crunches or rope pull downs and leg raises and stuff and build abdominal muscles, but you're not getting rid of the fat on top of it because you can't spot reduce fat. So what I would look for, depending on all the other context in your life, but you need to do an elimination diet, get quality sleep, get a lot of the estrogenics out of your life. We're talking deodorants, shampoos, and household cleaners, things that are really going to raise estrogen and cortisol levels, and they're just really gnarly for the body and can lead to things like man boobs and poor skin conditions and poor sleep. A lot of things that people don't realize that can negatively affect sleep will negatively affect your fat retention and water retention, all those things. If you're getting bad sleep, everything else is going to be a hot fucking mess. So all those things matter. Ali, Papa Swolio, yesterday I worked out my chest and my abs. I like to hear it. Today I woke up not really sore. Is it a good idea to do leg day? Well, is it what you would normally do? Would you do legs today? You don't have to be. Look, when you're talking about being sore, soreness does not mean that you're building muscle. Because you're sore doesn't mean that you're building muscle. It is related in the sense that it's usually a good sign if you're sore, because it means you had the mechanical tension and the overload that your body might be like, ooh, reacting to. But I'm not always crippling sore. And I'm not always sore for a long time. So you could be sore from doing too much volume. You could be sore from doing junk volume and causing a lot of just, you know, it could be a side effect of just doing too many sets. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're building muscle. Soreness doesn't mean you're building muscle. And not being sore doesn't mean that you're not building muscle. So you have to look and see if you're increasing your strength. You have to look and see if your numbers are increasing. And if that's increasing, then you're going to be building muscle most likely. So you don't have to be sore after workout. Usually I'd be sore for a couple days. It depends on the body part. So if you are progressively overloading, you might find that you're sore. And certain body parts for me are sore more often. There are certain body parts where if I train them, I'm probably going to be sore. I know I'm going to be sore. It depends on how much. And other body parts, I don't get sore as much, and you might have the same thing. But if you're focusing, if you're doing something like Maximum Swole inside Swole Normous X, if you're doing that program and you're progressively overloading and you're adding 5 pounds and then 10 pounds, you're doing another rep, I find I'm sore pretty much every body part, but just slightly. I'll feel it like, oh yeah, I did it. Well, I know I did. I should be getting a little bit sore. I did progressive overload. So keep that in mind. Soreness is not directly related to muscle growth. So the example would be, just so you have the correlation, what if you never really do too much walking and then you go and you walk 50,000 steps? Let's say you go walking, you go hiking. How about that? You don't really go hiking. You're going on a vacation with your family and you go hiking. You haven't gone hiking in a long time. You're going to be sore as fuck. Your Achilles tendon, your back, you're just going to be sore and achy the next day. Your feet are going to hurt. Does that mean you're getting hypertrophy? No, you're sore for other reasons. Okay. So in other words, don't train for soreness. A lot of people train for soreness, and what they do is they just incur too much fatigue and they exhaust themselves, and it can negatively affect the building of other muscles. So remember, if you want to build muscle, it's not about that local muscle. It's about your system. Understand, you have to progressively overload the local muscle, but your entire system needs to be in the positive. And what I mean by that, I'm trying to explain it just loosely here for the concept. Your central nervous system, remember, you have one heart, you have two lungs, you have the same organs and the same regular system for every body part. You have one brain, you have one central nervous system. And you might have, okay, your biceps. So your biceps might be here and your quads might be down here. Just because your quads are, you know, sore and you train your biceps, it's like, okay, well, my biceps are here. I could smash that because that's not sore. And then my triceps, I could smash that the next day. And then I could smash my hamstring. And I could smash my back. And what you're doing is you're not allowing your system to recover. You're not going to build muscle if your system is exhausted, if your central nervous system is blasted, if you're not recovering systemically. That's why it's important to have recovery days. That's why it's important to not do too much extra volume. But how do you build muscle if you don't have a lot of volume? If you're not doing a lot of work, a lot of curls, if you're not doing 20 sets, how are you building muscle? By tactically, progressively overloading. You did 6 reps last time, now you're doing 7. And that's the most that you could possibly do to failure with like 0 reps in the tank. Or you add 5 pounds. You did 6 reps last time, you add 5 pounds, you did 6 reps again. You progressively overloaded. You're going to build muscle. You're getting stronger, objectively. You don't need to do too much more than that. You don't need more than just a couple sets for a body part. And if you're loading intensely enough, you're training intensely enough, that's all you need. The more intensely you train, you don't need that much volume. You don't need more than just, you don't need more than like 4 to 6 sets for a body part. That's really all I do for any body part for a week about. You don't need more. You don't need more. If you think you need more, you're just not going hard enough. You will need more sets if you're not training as close to failure, but you're also going to incur more fatigue. And people make this misconception and they make this argument. Well, look at this person. This person has tons of muscle and this person does this, that, and the other. And they have muscle. Sure, you could build muscle doing more sets. Come on, I've done so much. If I look back at all my training, I've done so much junk volume throughout my life. And when you're 25 and you're lifting heavy, just because you can handle more, just because you can handle, and when I say handle, just because you can do 15 sets, go out all night and train the next day and you can still see, doesn't mean that's ideal. You know, if you're 25, you would still do better with 4 or 5 sets or 6 sets towards failure. You would still do better. You just recover faster when you're younger and everyone's a little bit different. So just because you can get away with it, if you're taking anabolic steroids, you're recovering faster. So a lot of people and professional bodybuilders that you see that are juicing, they're going to recover faster. So they get away with doing more volume. They do a lot more in some cases. Again, it doesn't mean they would incur less fatigue if they did the 4 to 6 sets about. You could do 8 sets, you know, in a given week. You could split up into 2 workouts of 4 sets. Everyone's different. Every split's different. You have to try different things. Sometimes for mental stimulation, sometimes for your body, sometimes for scheduling. But you have to keep this in mind that it's the system. All right. So when you're thinking about building muscle, don't think about the local area. It's a mind fuck at first, but don't think about like your back or your chest to build muscle. If you want to build muscle in your chest, your entire body has to be recovered. Your entire body has to be in the positive. And the whole idea, and this analogy, I think it was Tom Platz or Mike Mentzer. There's a few people that use it, Dorian Yates, a lot of people that are big proponents of high intensity and lower volume. Think about like you're digging a hole. Okay. So I think maybe this was Dorian Yates' analogy, but you're digging a hole
And what you want to do is you want to fill in that hole so you can get above the ground with recovery and with building muscle, super compensation. But if you're digging a hole down to like the center of the earth, let's say you're digging a 100-meter hole, you're going all the way down because you did 30 sets for legs. Well, it's going to take you so long to fill that in. By the time you do the next workout in a couple days, you haven't even filled in that hole. So you're systemically exhausted. And over time, chronically, it'll lead to injuries. It'll lead to just not building muscle anywhere. So the whole point is to progressively overload, do another 5 pounds, do another repetition. So you want to create that hole. You want to dig, but you want to create the most acute, specific hole that you can fill in easily. So you want to do the most damage, so to speak. And you're not really damaging the muscle. It's you're building, you know, you have like calcium ion channels and you have the contractile proteins that you're trying to increase the amount of. That's what you're building muscle is, and cross-sectional area of myofibrils and stuff. So what you want to do is you want to progressively overload with the least amount of hole digging. So you want to keep it closer to the surface because then you're going to repair faster. And if you repair faster, you could train harder and then systemically you build more muscle. The mind fuck is that it feels like you're not doing enough. It feels like you're not going to build muscle. It feels like you're not as fatigued when you're done training. It feels like you're not, you don't have necessarily the same pump. Sometimes I have a great pump when I'm training. Sometimes I'm tired, I'm lifting, but I don't feel like I have a pump. A pump is just blood going to the muscles. And you're going to have, honestly, you're going to have less of a pump if you're doing heavy sets to 5 or 6 reps. If you're sitting there doing 20 reps, just pump, 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 rep, rep, rep. Yeah, you might have, you might feel tighter in your muscles, but the pump doesn't mean you're building muscle. It's the mechanical stress, the mechanical tension, is the overload. You don't have to do a super slow mind-muscle connection. Put your mind in the muscle. What are you talking about? You're contracting the muscle. That is the muscle mind-muscle connection. That's it. Move the fucking weight. Move the weight with good form. Move the fucking weight. Your body is doing it just fine. Like if you're lifting heavy weights and you're pushing, you're driving it up, this mind-muscle connection thing is kind of ridiculous. There's coordination, but like super slow, you're not building more muscle going super slow. Good form, move the fucking weight. Your muscles are receiving the weight, I promise you. Adam Crow 95, Papa Solia, what are a few of your go-to shoulder exercises for strength and size? Well, when most people, when they work their shoulders, they need to work on their middle and posterior delts. Most people don't need to worry too much about their anterior delts. If anything, I would recommend most people to do them last. Or don't do them as frequently. You don't need to do like overhead pressing and stuff all the time. Front raises. Front raises are a real shitty exercise when it comes to dumbbells. It's better to do them with cables, or it's better just to do a elbows more tucked in, you know, overhead press. Do a slight, like a high incline. Don't do a straight up overhead press. You can do behind the neck if you have the mobility. You don't have to do overhead pressing a ton. I think it's good skill or a good ability to have, but if you're doing a lot of incline work for chest, you're getting a lot of anterior deltoid. Most people need, you want width, middle deltoid. And if you want that like 3D look with your shoulders, you need the posterior deltoid. So I'd recommend reverse pec deck or one arm or two arm. You could do side reverse pec deck with one arm. You could do cable, one arm across or two arm high low posterior deltoid with a crossover, you know, two cables. One of my favorite exercises is for deltoids, either with one arm using a wrist cuff, I lay on my back and I'll do, or on an incline bench with two pulleys and do lateral raises. So it takes out the grip, and using the wrist cuffs are great for lateral raises for the middle deltoid. And if you have a cable machine, you can adjust the height or where the pulleys are for where the tension is. So you could do standing one arm for a different strength curve, but wrist cuffs, supine, two-arm lateral raises are great. You know, for strength and size, when you say, okay, what's the best exercise for strength and size? A good exercise that's stable, that you can load, that you can increase in strength. It's not so much that you have to be doing 200 or 300 pounds, because if you're doing an overhead press, you're using different muscles. You're not just using the anterior deltoid, you're using the triceps, you're using the shoulder, you're using the chest, you're using the traps and stuff. So if you're trying to target certain areas of the shoulder, a lot of times certain isolation exercises are great. I like Smith machine upright rows, wide upright rows. It's fantastic. Okie dokie. Let's get Antonio. Antonio. Papa Solio, how can I make my sleep better? Cold, dark room. Don't eat right before bed. Magnesium before sleep. Magnesium glycinate or threonate or both. It's great. Cold, dark room. Let's see. Block out all the lights. No blue lights at all. Red lights in your house. Cover up every little LED. You shouldn't be able to see your, in your room at night. You shouldn't be able to see your hand in front of your face. That's how black it should be. And turn down the air. Get it under like 67 degrees. Your sleep will be amazing. Weiss James 59. I'm 65. Is it better to do full body 3 times a week or split every DA every day? I wouldn't say one thing's better than the other. Depends on what your experience is with lifting. Like if you're in a bodybuilder and you've trained for years, you could still do an upper lower split or a push pull legs. You know, it really just depends. The thing is, at 65, are you on TRT? What's your experience with training? You're just going to recover slower. So you're not going to need to do as much volume and you're going to need more recovery between subsequent sessions. So something that I'm doing now, and of course I'm not 65, but I will be, is that I personally don't like doing more than 2 days of intense training in a row. So I'm trying to give more like complete rest and recovery. I might do some mobility, but even like on an off day from intense training, even doing calves or something that's like intense, it's still psychologically intense, right? It's the same body that's doing it, even though it's a smaller muscle group and it's like an isolation. It's still, I'm trying to avoid doing like overload training at all on those off days because it's the system. I'm trying to recover systemically and I feel much better when I'll do some, maybe some mobility or just sauna and cold plunge and some foam rolling or some club stuff, like light stuff, and just spend it all. So it's not so much the amount that I do, it's the fact that I'm doing it, right? So even if you're doing three sets, let's say you're doing three sets of progressive overload, like, oh, you're off today. Like I'm going to do some abs, I'm going to do some calves. I'm not, you know, I did chest and back, you know, a couple of days before, or legs or quads or whatever it was in the first 2 days. It's still a day where like my system is going to be taxed because I'm going to be psychologically overloading. So it's not really as much recovery as if I just didn't do any of that high intensity output overload, no matter, even if it's in single joint exercise or something isolation. So you're going to need just more recovery. So is it better? I wouldn't say it's better. It's just what works best for you. So full body 3 times a week could be good. It also doesn't have to be full body. You could do a different split for three. You could do full body. It doesn't have to be the same workout is my point. So Monday might be, I don't know, maybe it's hack squats and, you know, incline press and posterior deltoid, like a couple of things. The next time it's going to be, you know, wide grip pull downs and hamstring curls and, you know, calves. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. You can split up and still hit each body part once in that cycle, just segment it so your volume's distributed and it's not going to, one workout won't affect the next. So this question kind of comes from a little bit of a, I would say a little bit more of a novice. So I would say get on a program. The 90 Day Dash is a great program. If you're interested, SwimRMSX.com wise. But you just want to make sure, yeah, yoga and mobility is very important. So at 65, if you're asking because you're just getting into it, I would recommend starting with yoga as well. All right, let's get a little Tainty Man here first before we keep on moving. Oh, look at that Tontimian. Mr. Tainty Man. Mr. Mustard's looking very, very nice. Mr. Mustard over here, everyone. And, of course, the church. Pinks in Churchill. Hashtag Swole Slut Saturday. Hashtag SSS in the comments. We're live on Rumble, fam. Rumble peeps, download the Rumble app and subscribe to the show. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button and share with your friends. Thank you for being here. We're live every single day. We'll be live tomorrow, usually going live around, you know, around noon. Make sure that you are joining the fam, get on those notifications, join the Telegram alert channel, and get the notifications for the live streams. And, you know, hit the bell on Rumble. You'll get notified when the live stream starts also. And we're taking a lot of questions tomorrow, so looking forward to going through some more of these today and getting to some deep stuff tomorrow. Manav V3S, Papa Solio, I do study and job.
so I have less free time and I want to build muscle. So is it okay to work out before sleep? I always get this question and I'm still going to answer it because, again, some of this might be repetitive for those of you that watch the show all the time. It's going to happen because most people are just getting started and ask basic questions. But I don't care when you train. I personally don't recommend training right before sleep because that does not lead to quality sleep, in my opinion. So I say go first. You study and you have a job, so you have less free time. Well, welcome to life. Most people do that, or they have a job and kids. So most people don't have a lot of free time. But even more so, most people don't manage their time well, and they don't have their priorities organized. So a lot of people, or most people, I would say, spend time on shit that doesn't matter, and they don't prioritize the free time that they have. They'll sit in the toilet for half an hour scrolling on TikTok when they could have done a 25-minute yoga class, all right? Pinch it off, take your shit, and do 25 minutes of mobility. So there's your time, right? You don't have to watch 3 episodes of whatever TV show from 10 to midnight. You can go to sleep at 10 o'clock, and you can get up at 5 and go to the gym and then go to work or whatever at 7. I would go first. Get it done, and then you can do whatever else for the day. One of the best things about training first is that your mind is clear. You did your thing, you got that in, and you feel good the rest of the day. Not just because of that, but you feel good physically because you did it. Fiesta con Kelsey, XXVII, 27. Fiesta. Papa Sulia, what do you think of apple cider vinegar? I think it exists. I think it's made with apple cider and vinegar. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I use it when I'm making bone broth, but I don't use it other than that. It's the kind of thing that has thousands of uses. You can use it for cleaning, facial toner. You can use it. I'm not against it. I'm not anti apple cider vinegar, but I don't drink it like I take a shot of it in the morning or anything like that. Okie dokie. It's not going to help you lose weight. It's not going to help you. All right. Kotaro Fox, Papa Solia, what is your preferred carbohydrate? I don't know. What is my preferred carbohydrate? Fruit? Some white rice sometimes? My preferred. I don't have really a preferred carbohydrate, to be honest. I just focus on protein and fat. I mean, I get some in my raw dairy, fruit. But I don't worry too much about carbs because I just get them in. Like, I'll have fruit or I'll have something there like that. I used to have a lot of sweet potatoes, but I don't have sweet potatoes. I haven't had sweet potatoes in a long time. I'm not against it, but if you have issues with oxalates, you might want to try eliminating them and test them. I like white rice with butter on it. Coach 3 Arfield. Benefits of using a sauna after training. How about a sauna in general? Old school steam sauna lowers all-cause mortality by like 50 or 60% if you use it 3 to 4 times a week at least. So I wouldn't do sauna before training, but after training is okay. Get that shit hot and go in there for as long as you can take it and as hot as you can take it. Peanut Butter Pat, 420. How important is stretching before and or after lifting and for how long? I don't stretch before lifting. Stretching before lifting is the worst time to stretch because you're actually inhibiting contractile tissue. So what you want is to maintain that kind of potential energy, so to speak. Holding long stretches inhibits the contractile properties of the elastic properties of muscles, and it's just not necessary. What you should do is warm up and prepare for lifting. So I recommend doing things like dead hangs. You could do some pull-ups. I do some club swinging, and then I warm up my joints. I do some rice. I'll do some club swinging. I just warm up. If I'm doing upper body, what do I need to warm up for my upper body? I need to warm up my fingers, my wrists. I need to warm up my elbows and my shoulders. Boom. I need to warm them up. So what do? I might do a little bit of the rice bucket, just kind of twist a little bit. Then I'll swing a club for a little bit. And then I will head on over to the first exercise that I'm doing. And I will start with some light warm-up sets. And I might do 2 or 3 warm-up sets, and then I will go all out. That's what I do. But yoga and mobility overall, after training or on other days, very important. So again, some people are going to go in there with a band and do all these like primer, you know, isolation, this, and they'll do like, you know, all,
you can do that stuff. You don't have to do it right before you're lifting. You might want to do one or two sets. It depends on what you have access to and what you like to do. I have a home gym. I have all these clubs, so I swing those. If you're going to a gym and you could just use what they have there. Grab a rope, do some face pulls. You could do all sorts of stuff. So there's no right or wrong answer. The point is you want to prepare yourself in order to train to failure, to decrease as much as possible your risk of injury, to make sure that you're ready, your neurological system, your system is ready to fire all those motor units. So you have to prepare your body. You can't just go like a warm-up set, and then go super heavy. You're not ready for it psychologically. Your body isn't ready to fire all those motor neurons. So for, let's say I'm doing incline bench, I'll do like, you know, maybe 10 reps. Okay, just warm up. I'll put on some more weight and I'll do like one, two, or three. I'm not exhausting myself. I did my first, like, you know, 10 reps. Cool. The bar's lined up properly. I feel good. That's a good incline. I like the positioning. You know, you just get set up. You just kind of get your mind in the exercise and the coordination. And then I'll go heavier. Then I might put, you know, 225 on and I'll do like two reps and then I'll rest and then I'll put on a little weight. And I just kind of do a rep or two with a heavier weight until I get to that full weight. And then I'm already kind of ready to lock in. You just need to prepare for that set, and preparation is going to look different for different people. Papa, do you have any opinion on buckwheat? I don't eat it. Why do you need buckwheat? What's that for? That's my opinion. I don't put it in my body. Okay, that was a good question, though. That was a good question. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Let's see. All right. Any last minute questions? We're in the Ask Papa Solio segment. Going once, going twice. Questions. Beaches. Oh, wait. I have a friend, Dennis, who was telling me that it's better than rice. Yeah. Better than jasmine rice? Yeah, good luck with that. I'm going to stick to the white rice. I'll stick to that. But enjoy your buckwheat, though. Oh. You eat a bowl of buckwheat? I don't even know why you would do that. I just don't know. All right.
That's deep.
All right. Okie dokie. Odin's Heathen says, I do dead hangs to help my shoulder. Still limited, but helps a lot. Dead hangs are great. And what you should do is have a little timer. Get a little watch or something and time it. You want to be able to try to get up to a minute holding, completely dangling. Then try to do a minute 10 seconds, minute 15. Just like every day, do a set or two and improve your dead hang. It's great for your grip strength too. All right, poopy posts. Who's ready for the poopy posts? Let's get into it, fam. Are you ready?
Are you ready for a war?
Fuck yeah!
Okay. Ooh. All right. Leslie says, I'll early vote number 3. Leslie's jumping out there. All right. Well, Leslie, early vote number 3. I will early vote you to the corner right away, Leslie. Picks the video, why I'm not trying to lose weight. Ah, yes. Why I'm fat but not currently trying to lose weight. Because I'm getting the TikTok followers. This is responding to a comment saying, if you're as fat as you are, why in the world would you be proud to announce that you're not trying to lose weight? Is it a badge of honor? Ah, indeed. It's how this person gets love and acceptance in a world that is retarded.
Super commenting.
Why is it on the land? Okay, all right. All right, I'll play it.
Thank you for commenting. I personally think that someone's weight shouldn't be any of your business, but I thought I'd elaborate on why in the world I would be proud to announce that I'm not trying to lose weight.
Okay, the victim gloating is so awful. I don't know why you would think that someone's weight is your business. You're putting it out there that you are fat and you're not trying to lose weight. You're bringing it up. You're making it a point to be like, I am fat and I'm not currently trying to lose weight. Okay. Hi, my name is Papa Swolio and I'm actively not trying to improve myself. Hi, I'm Papa Swolio. I'm trying not to do better. I'm trying to be fat. I'm trying to be unhealthy. Hey, look at me. I'm trying actively to not be in a, you know what I'm saying? That's not the kind of person that you want to spend time with. That's not the kind of person that instills, you know, you want to be around.
And I'm not proud of it, but it's just a fact because...
I'm interested. I'm not proud of it. I'm interested. We can help. The Swole Fam can help. We're here for you. I'm open to it. Let's see. So we got
it. But it's just a fact because whenever I've tried to lose weight in the past, however much I lost, I always gained it back. And
okay, I'm just gonna keep pausing it all the time. She's not proud of it. So she wants to lose weight. So again, she tried something or whatever she tried. Definitely doesn't work because she's not eating carnivore. She's not lifting heavy weights. She probably tried some stupid diet that you can't maintain. So she did it wrong, failed. Many people do. Most people do. But just saying, I'm not currently trying to lose weight. That's just giving into. That's giving up. That's like, well, if I change my mindset around it, then I don't have to lose weight. So you just haven't, again, I've tried everything. I just keep on getting it back because you haven't done it right. You didn't do it right. Otherwise, you would have the results and, you know, you're not doing it right. This whole 95% people gain it back. What are they doing when they do that? Are they doing a lemonade and maple syrup diet? Are they going to 1,000 calories a day and losing it and just gaining it right back when they start eating 2,500 again? You know, you do something wrong from the start. Yeah, it's going to fail. Don't be surprised if you jump off a cliff and you go splat.
So obviously trying to lose weight doesn't help. So the first step, I think, in binge eating recovery is healing your relationship with food. And I think that's the most important thing on like over weight loss, because weight loss isn't basically how we got into this mess in the first place. Because
okay, can someone tell me what healing your relationship with food means? I think, look, and I'm not making fun of anyone that's in, quote, binge eating recovery. This is just habit. Problems with habits. Okay? Humans get addicted to all sorts of things. And the food is addictive, which is why the food quality matters. You can't be, like, weaning yourself off Doritos and trying to heal your relationship with Cheetos. Okay? That's not going to work. They're meant for you not to be able to heal that relationship. That's how they're made. They're made for you to compulsively eat them and not be able to stop. So I feel like this healing relationship with food is something that therapists say in order to kind of be vague. It's like, hey, we can't really hit the bullseye or finish your sessions because how do you know when the relationship is healed? How do you heal? Like, again, if we don't have quantitative results or we don't have an objective outcome, how do we know we accomplished it? This is what I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about in general, the left, Marxist victimhood culture. That's why homelessness never gets solved. That's why racism is systemic. It's in there. It's in the roots. It's systemic. It's everywhere, right? It's the boogeyman. It's always a fat phobia, transphobia. It's always there. It's this apparition like Kaiser Soze. It's just fucking gone. It's everywhere. And it changes. It morphs. Because then you can't actually make progress. You can just keep on pointing the finger instead of looking at yourself. Look in the mirror and realize what the fucking problem is.
You know, when I would try to lose weight and stuff, I felt restricted. And then I'd binge. And it's just like a constant cycle.
And I would love to know, look, I would love to know what this individual is eating when you're restrictive and binge. Yo, eat some fucking steak. If you put her, I'm not saying this is the best way to do carnivore. If she just ate ground beef, hey, eat ground beef. Grass-fed ground beef, as much as you want. As much as you want. Have a bowl of ground beef. Just eat as much beef as you possibly can. You might overconsume the first couple days. You're going to get sick of it, and but you're going to eat, and you're going to get nutrition. Again, just go on ground beef. It's not the best way to do it. I'm just saying in general, right? Because it's not really enough fat. You need other cuts. I'm just saying, if you just had fucking meat, you would lose weight. Period.
So...
fat.
Definitely not a badge of honor, but wanted to elaborate a little bit.
All right, I'm not upset at this video. I'm not upset at her. I'm upset at the mentality. I'm upset about the people around her and the society and the culture that is perpetuating this. Because, like, the way she's talking about this, it's like despair. I feel bad for her. You know, I feel bad for her. I'm not upset at her. I don't hate her. She's not saying really annoying stuff. She just seems like broken in the sense that like she has despair. She tried things that didn't work, right? She probably tried marketing stuff and yeah, that stuff's not going to work. It's not designed to work. It's designed for you to give them money. And then it's a rug pull. So I feel bad for her. in the sense that this is not like she's trying to promote some stupid ideology. It just seems like she gave up because it didn't work and I don't know what to do. So this is a better way just to heal my relationship with food is just to close my eyes and ignore it and go, la, 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 la. Let me just not try to lose weight and accept who I am in this. Like, I'm not a fan of that. I don't know if this individual is, she's not going to watch, I'm not worried like, hey, this person's watching the show, but Keis Journey, K-E-I-S-S Journey. If we get an email, so look, Keis Journey, if you're watching the show, if this clip in this episode goes uber viral, I will compliment you. I will welcome you for free into the Swole Fam and you can join the Swole Fam. And I don't do this all the time. Remember that one time with Foodie Beauty? Remember that shit? Like in 2020, that was a hot fucking disaster of garbage. But, we got a lot of reach and a lot of exposure for it. But hey, I tried, but it was kind of like an example. This is what happens when people don't really like, it was just a very public example of the problem in this culture, in this society. Like people don't want to be helped. You know what I mean? So yeah, she needs help. And again, I would welcome her into the Swole Fam, but she has to want to make those positive changes. So if she's okay being fat, I don't like this, the way she's talking. It's just like that kind of giving up. Oh, I tried lose weight and I can't do this because of the culture. It feels forced. She's not happy. And why would she be? She's uncomfortable. She's not healthy and she knows she isn't. But the problem is a lot of times these people, what they're doing is they're trying to do calorie restriction. Look, if you're eating, when I say garbage food, most people, and you guys know this, you're here. I'm preaching to the choir, I know, but I'm putting this out there. What most people think is healthy food is not healthy food. What most people think is healthy food is not healthy food. So if you're eating properly, you're going to be satisfied. You're going to be full. But if you're eating these ultra processed foods and they have, fructose corn syrup and they have vegetable oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, canola oil, they have all these things in there. You cannot calorie restrict and negative energy balance and function because these foods are designed to get you to compulsively eat them. These foods are designed to get you to not be able to stop. They're designed to get you back into it. They're designed for binge eating. The foods are designed for binge eating. So if you think you're going to do some sort of restriction using foods that are designed to get you to compulsively eat them, it's like, oh, I'll just do a dabble of meth, a dabble of heroin. He'll be fine. Okay. So again, if you want to join the fan, send us an email to team@sonormous.com and we will take care of your membership and you can jump on the elimination diet and 90-day dash and join the Swole Fam and have support, or you can just stay where you are and keep working on healing your relationship with food. Again, that healing relationship with food is, I'm probably going to make a post about it, a tweet about it. I fucking hate it. It's noise. It doesn't mean anything. I'm going to heal my relationship with food. What are you talking about? You need to shut your fucking mouth or you need to make better choices. That's why I say stuff your fucking face. People are like, oh my God, well, you can still gain fat. If you're eating grass fed beef, you're still going to get fat. Try it. Try to gain weight. You want to get fat. I would love to see an experiment. Try getting fat on carnivore without throwing up all the time. Can you guys think about that? How many of you have done carnivore? How many of you have tried to bulk on carnivore? And you're like, I think I need some carbs in my life. Yeah, no shit. Try to bulk on carnivore. When I say carnivore, I'm not even talking about really like, carnivore is hardcore. They're not even into like raw dairy. When you get some sugar, you get some carbohydrates in that. You try bulking on carnivore. Good luck with that shit. You're going to fucking vomit. You get full so quickly. We'll make steaks. I eat like 3 quarters of a steak. I don't even eat the whole fucking thing. I'm full. I get full. It's really hard. Is it impossible? Of course not. But you're going to have to force, okay? You can't compulsively eat steak, people. Try compulsive, like, oh, I just can't stop eating this steak. Bro, you just get full. But then what do? You go for eat that mashed potatoes. And then you go and you have a drink of soda or Sprite or something. And then you go back to the steak. And you go, yeah, because you're mixing in all these other signals. Just try.
Just try overeating. And I'm not saying that you can't do it one day. Try doing it every day. If you're eating the same foods, right? Meat, like you just get full. You're like, oh, gross. But then, ooh, I have a craving for ice cream. Yeah. Your body is trying to fill up that other vertical. It's like, oh, let's go to sugar now. And it's only because you know that it exists. It's only because like, oh, I want something salty. Now I want something sweet. It's only because you have those impulses and those compulsions already programmed in. You know, if you didn't have that exposure to those things, you wouldn't have those cravings. You wouldn't even know they existed. Alabaster, my best friend's oncologist, has him on a version of keto, and we get stuffed on that quick. Yeah, you just get full. You just get full. You just get full. Elizabeth says, I dropped fat quickly when just meat, salt, and water is fantastic. Yeah. Look, you don't have a craving for soda if you've never had soda, right? If you've never had a certain junk food, you don't have that craving. All right. And people act like it's once in a while. Oh, just let the kid have that. Just let them have this. Just have them have a little bit. Once you have that, boom, that switch flips. I'm telling you, it's that quick. One time, and you're going to have that craving. One time, and you're going to have that compulsion. How many of you have a dog, and your dog has, I don't know, found something in a bush, right? How many, like if your dog has found a treat or something, it found something under the couch. Let's say it found, I don't know, you dropped something under the couch and it ate it one time. Guess where the dog is going to go run and sniff every fucking day for the rest of its life? Under the couch. Why? Because it found something one fucking time. It had that trigger one time. Oh, there was something under here once. And it's like, maybe it's there. Maybe it's there. Maybe it's there. Check again. It'll run out of its cage or something. Go sniffing around the couch because it found something there one time. Okay. All right. And that's why education matters and understanding this stuff matters. I used to eat a lot of Sour Patch Kids. I have videos of me eating Sour Patch Kids. And then one day I just got grossed. It just disgusted me. And I stopped. I just stopped. It's gross. The more you learn about what you're eating, that can help. That can help. Education can help unplug you from that. Learning about how these foods are made and what they do to your body, the logical brain, it gets harder to justify it. The thing is, men are more logical than women and rational in that sense. So why do more women have issues with binge eating disorder and stuff like that? Because you have to switch that flip that switch. And men have it more often than women. Men are more rational, less emotional than women. This is why you have women that lead to these like feelings. And I eat this because I feel a certain way and this, that, and the other. And when you talk about a man who's like body, men aren't body positive. They're like, yeah, I'm fat. They're logical. They're rational. Like, yeah, I have a fat fucking gut, you know? So it doesn't work with everyone, but I'm saying the more education you have, the more you learn about what you're doing and what's in the foods, you can like make that that rationalization. Wow, I shouldn't put this in because this is fucking garbage. You gotta plus what is it? What's the percentage? Was it women's brains are 2/3 the size of men or something like that? I read that
60% of the time it works. No, I'm kidding. Every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Wasn't that from Anchorman? 2/3 the size of ours or something like that. Anyway, but again, that can be a way that you break through that is to educate yourself and learn what's in these things. And then, okay, let's do this. Let's do one more and then we'll do the funny one. Oh no. Oh my God. It's Abby, but it's not Abby. It's Abby. What's going on here? This is called Obesity is a Disease. This is Abby Sharp. She's still doing videos? Is she still encouraging people to eat poison?
I can see that viewing obesity as a disease means understanding that obesity involves complex physiological and genetic factors beyond personal choice. To me,
Oh.
I do feel it's a bit like labeling ADHD or autism as a disability, because on the one hand, some folks in the neurodivergent community may want to just, you know, celebrate who they are to an extent. And I think that's great. But on the other hand, understanding how this can disadvantage us really helps us get the accommodations that we need to thrive in this world. No one chooses.
I don't know what the point of this is yet. I don't know what she's saying. She's saying a lot of words. I don't know what the... look at the freeze frame.
The eyes, chico. They never lie.
Okay.
In this world, no one chooses to be autistic or have ADHD. And the world has pretty much come to accept that because we understand neurodivergence as a disability that is somewhat out of our, well, it is completely out of our control. So I do wonder what's going to happen, you know, if and when we see this paradigm shift for obesity.
It's not really out of our control. It's because we stick our children with 900 fucking vaccines before they're 6 months old and we feed them poison. And put them in front of like cell phones and TVs that are flashing and changing colors all the fucking time. And yeah, we're blasting their fucking bodies and brains before they can even fucking walk. That's what we're doing. That's why kids are fucked up today. But anyway, what was the point of that? I don't know what our point was. Should we treat obesity as a disease? Yo, like, I think we're these like woke tards. Keep on, they always jump to the end result, right? You can't be going for weight loss. Is obesity a disease? It's complex factors. No shit. It's fucking habits. It's the result of your habits. Is obesity a disease? I think obesity is a ton of fucking diseases. Obesity is a byproduct of a lifestyle that sucks. It fucking sucks. Do genetics play a factor? Sure. Is it a limiting factor? No, not in most cases. So like these people make an argument like they're genetic factors. Oh, really? You mean we have genetics and everyone looks a little bit different and shaky? Shocker. We all have genes. Oh my God. But just because it's a factor and it's a percentage doesn't mean it's like 99%. Just because genetics play a role. Yeah, my biceps have a different insertion than someone else. Some people have longer muscle belly. Some people have shorter. But energy balance matters. You know, you're not going to be eating quality food and training hard every day and be morbidly obese. It's just not going to fucking happen. It's not going to happen. And sometimes people have such compounded problems over 30, 40 years. If they're 40 years old and they're morbidly obese, well, I've been fat my whole life and I can't lose weight. I'm struggling now. Yeah, you're struggling now. You should have been doing this when you were 15 or 10. But usually fat people come from fat fucking families. And yeah, your body before you hit puberty was already jacked the fuck up. So it's hard to reverse some of these things. We can't redo people's lives from when they were born. And if we could, if everyone kind of trained and we took care of kids and they exercised and they all ate real food, it wouldn't be the same type of issue. We see the obesity rate skyrocket. It's because of the vegetable oils, because of the seed oils, it's because of all the garbage. It's because of the toxins, because of the tap water. It's because of all these things, because of all the ultra, you know, processed products. It's because of all the deodorants and the colognes and the shower curtains. It's because of the laundry detergents, the dryer sheets. It's because of the hand sanitizers. It's because of the antibiotics that we pump for every fucking thing. Oh, I have a headache. Let me take a Tylenol, which is garbage. Let me just pump anything that I can put in my mouth. Let me just put it in. Let me put it in. Oh, it goes in a hole? Sure, shove it in there. Just put it in that fucking hole. Put it in that hole. Think about the things that we put in our fucking mouth. You don't just jam anything up into your asshole. You're like, oh, I don't know what this is. Look at that. It's neon orange. Let me see how that tastes. You ever see your dog run over? I see Rufus run over. He runs over, let's say, you know, a piece of tape falls on the ground. He'll go over and be like, what's this? Let me just eat it. I don't know what this is. Let me put it in my mouth and chew on it. And he's like, I'm like, drop it. And he's like, and you'll drop something. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you eat that? Because he doesn't have hands. He'll be like, he'll paw at it. I don't know what this is. Let me eat it and find out what it is. Let me see what that is. I'll put it in my mouth. That's what humans are doing. They're just putting shit in their mouths. Holy shit. Rainbow unicorn lightning jizz? Oh my God. They made a new flavor. Oh my God. I have migraines and I can't lose this last bit of belly fat. What am I doing? I've tried everything. How come I just can't lose weight? Oh, it's my genetics. Drives into Taco Bell. I'll take a number 10. I'll take a grande combo. Is that still a number 10? I'll take 2 bean burritos. What do you... Yeah. Yeah, I tried everything. I don't know what it is. Oh, nom, 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 nom. I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah, experimental gene therapy? Yeah, put that shit right my fucking arm. Hell yeah, now I'll never get sick. Stay inside, don't go anywhere. I'm trying to be healthy. You do everything to be unhealthy and then wonder why you're unhealthy. So, it is retarded.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Okay. Is obesity a disease? It's a lot of diseases. It's just a compounded result of terrible fucking habits. And everyone's neurodivergence, that term, is literally just making people absolute fucking pussycocks. I'm neurodivergent. You mean retarded? No. All right, if you're autistic, you're not retarded. You're on the spectrum. That's right. The spectrum is the same thing as saying, oh, I'm a skinny fat or I'm a mid-sized fat. I'm this. Everyone's different. But a lot of these mental and issues and disorders that kids have had since they were young, it's because of all the shit you pump into kids. And yes, it is the fucking injections that you give your kids, the 50 or 100. How many vaccines do you give kids before they're like 6 months? It's insane. It's fucking ludicrous. And then you feed them garbage and you feed them formula and you give them candy and you give, it's fucking disgusting. And then you wonder why, you know, your kid has attention issues. You put them in front of TikTok or the TV or YouTube or something. And you wonder why they can't focus. It's because they're seeing flashing shit. Have you seen what a TV looks like in someone's apartment or house outside at night? It's like Clockwork Orange shit. Anyway. You know, the rise of neurodivergence and all this stuff skyrocketed when these types of things started getting implemented. It's right there. Look at the charts. Look it up. Oh, you want to blow your fucking mind? You want to blow? There's a great podcast that actually recently came out about vaccines in general with Brett Weinstein, Dark Horse Podcast. Great episode. Talked about the polio vaccine and all this stuff. They're just been lied to, fam. Been lied to. Just been fucking lied to. And the truth will continue to come out. And just do your own research. Look into it. But the thing is, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to all this stuff, this isn't a conspiracy. This is real life. People have priorities. Government agencies and these mega corporations don't give a fuck about you. Everyone's looking out for themselves. No one gives a fucking shit. If people make mistakes, I'm not to blame. I'm not getting trouble. They just pass off the buck, pass off the blame, cover it up. This is what humans do. No one wants to take the blame. No one wants to be at fault. No one wants to. That's just what humans do. Okay. And when things happen 50, 60, 70, 100 years in the past, it's easy to cover them up, easier to sweep them under the rug. Now we have the internet, easy communication. A lot of shit that was under the rug is now starting to get cleaned up, right? We're cleaning house in our society. And it's the hardest thing is to look at this and realize that you've been lied to with anything, with food, with all these experimental drugs, with vaccines, with all stuff. You realize that you've been lied to. And it's easy just to shut it off and be like, oh, no, it's a conspiracy theorist. Oh, this, this, that, or the other. I want to know the truth. I want to know what the real story is. I can handle it. I'd rather know. Yeah, it's a dark world. You can live in your little bubble Truman Show if you want to, but reality is going to allow you to take actions and make the right choices. And it's not a comfortable thing. It's not a comfortable thing. And I'm not just talking about, I'm not talking about the COVID. Those aren't vaccines, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all of them. The more you look into it, the scarier it fucking gets. But at the same time, it's like, yep. Yup. A lot of nonsense. Gross. Green Trolley, my brother and sister-in-law made everyone in the family wear a mask if we were to hold his two-month-old last weekend. Before the child got his vaccines the following week. Jesus Christ. It's so creepy. All right, we got a funny one. We'll move on. But I encourage everyone to listen to that podcast and...
What's in the box?
Go rabbit hole. It's a fun time. This one's called Dating Trans Women, so it's a stitch. Don't worry, it's funny.
Falcons, I wish I'd have known before dating a trans woman, part two. So if liking men makes you gay, and liking women makes you straight, what does not liking men, but liking women of all types, including trans women, make?
Ah, yes, yes, I see the confusion. You're gay. What you're describing makes you super duper gay, and that's cool. You know, I can't say I like women of all kinds. I like one very specific kind of woman. The kind of women I like have vaginas. Because that's what women have. So, have fun being gay, though.
That's all the fucking base. And the way the guy talks at the beginning, he's like, so what happens if you have a lisp? He's gay. You can tell he's gay. He acts gay. Right? So guys who are, quote, bisexual are gay. Bisexual guys are gay. They're gay. You're gay. If you like a chick with a dick, you're gay. If you want a dick, you're gay. Just be honest about it. I don't care what you do. Look, if that dude wants to bang a dude that got breast implants, does anyone here care? You know, we might be in the back going, gay, but I don't care what he does because I don't have to look at it or hear about it. I don't have to change my language. You can't force me, right? So in other words, a society like ours, I'm not saying you should be accepting of that. I'm not saying we like scream at that person on the street, but behind closed doors, what they want to do, that's fine. But when you make these fringe, unique, weird fetishes, like a standard, when you try to promote that mainstream, that's when you start having a corrupted, crumbling society like we have. When you have like drag parades and drag queen story hours, when you're trying to promote these absolute fringe, hypersexual fetishes as normal, that's when you have nonsense. So leave these things in the closet, in the room. Go do what you want to do. I don't care if you want to fuck a dude. I really don't. There are a lot of really awesome people that like to fuck butts and butts of dudes. Go do it. I don't care. You're not forcing me to do it. You're not changing my language. You're not trying to make that the standard. You're not trying to make our children fuck people in the asses. Men's asses, you know, whatever. I don't care what you do. I really don't. However, the problem is the foisting of this onto children, the foisting of this into the main zeitgeist as if it's the most important thing. And it's a distraction. It's a distraction from the fact that we're bleeding out as a country, the fact that we're sending all of our fucking money overseas to Ukraine and to Israel. What we're doing is we're perpetuating the war. And it's because the military industrial complex and the deep state have wanted to go to war with Iran for decades and decades. They've actually said this in interviews. They've said this out loud. They said these things out loud. So the only reason we're sending money to Ukraine, if we stop sending money to Ukraine, the war's over. We stop sending and propping up Israel in this fucking retarded conflict. It's over. It stops. So we have to stop sending money over there. We should not be doing that. Stop sending money. Close the fucking borders, focus on this country, and all those wars stop immediately. If we don't send money to Ukraine, it's over. They surrender. Hey, you take the Donbass or whatever the fuck it is. Cool. Over. Done. Oh, but Putin's bad. Whatever. It's not our conflict. It's not our worry. It's not our issue. It has nothing to do with us. I mean, it does because we started it. We started it because our fucking administration, like, we're going to move NATO right next door. You don't say. That's exactly what's going to happen. No, this is not, it was not a surprise to anyone. It was not a surprise. It was only a surprise to a fringe amount of people because this is what they said that this is what was going to happen. This was the plan. This is what was going to happen. That's why it was done in this way. So look, you know, and the thing is like, if you say you're against the funding or you're against the war and stop doing this, you want innocent people to die. I never said that. Innocent people die all the time. What I don't want is innocent people to die when they're walking down the street, taking their kids to, you know, to get some food, or they're, you know, walking down the street and they get robbed or raped or murdered by, you know, a criminal migrant or a criminal alien, so to speak. And, you know, they get like, I don't want the streets to be a problem. I don't care about Ukraine. Do I want Ukrainians to die? No, I just don't fucking care. Where is it? It's over there. It's nowhere near where I am. I don't give a fuck. And why should I? I don't think Ukraine gives a fuck about what I do in my life. I don't care. And that's, and again, saying I don't care doesn't mean that I want people to die. Because they are dying all the time. They're dying in our country because of our choices. You do realize every time we send money overseas, more people die. Because prices go up, people lose their jobs, people get depressed. You have criminal aliens murdering people, raping people, you know, taking up jobs, taking up supplies. You do realize prices go up when there's less supply. So you let in 10 fucking million people and you're printing hundreds of billions of dollars. Prices are going through the fucking roof. You want to know why housing prices go up? Well, I mean, if there's housing criminal aliens in these houses, guess what? There's less for you to buy. So your house that you wanted to buy went from 500,000 to 750 overnight because, hey, we have less places to store people. Only they're getting it for free. You have to pay out the ass. So all those things add up to our country bleeding out. And that's the goal. It's to perpetuate this war. They want war. And they can literally go fuck themselves. So this government... And look, I have the American flag behind me, but it's what it represents. These politicians are fucking scumbags. They're garbage. Absolute garbage. There might be like three that are somewhat decent, but they can all fuck themselves. I feel better now. All right, Swole Card. And then we are doing a throwback. All right, Swole Card time. Hashtag swole slut. We like the party. We like the party. We like the party. Swole slut Saturday. Easy swole slut Saturday. Today's wiener is Odin's heathen. Congratulations. Odin's heathen, congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolearmist.com, swolecard2913. In the subject, your mailing address, in the body of the email. Fantastic. All right. Alrighty. We'll take some soundboard requests and we will do a throwback in just a few moments. Don't nobody go nowhere. Hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, share the show with your friends. Thank you for being here. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Download the Rumble app. Come make some sick gains with the Swole fam every day.
Mr. Strickland.
I'll start you off with a little Mr. Strickland.
I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
Back on your knees for Aaron. Got you.
Need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your
Dennis,
knees.
Dennis, yesterday
no
was
time.
My birthday. Can I get a go fuck yourself, please?
Go fuck yourself.
Absolutely. You can get two.
Go fuck yourself.
We'll take
Are
two of them.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
The little rascal has two.
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old wooden ship that was used during the Civil
Pinkston
War.
Pinkston Georgie. And the thank you, man. Oh, Tantan. Dennis says, thank you. Appreciate the double penetration. We all do. We all do.
Emotional, damn it!
Come on, don't bullshit me.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
still got hairy legs? Do I got hairy legs? I got you.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. We choose truth over facts. Because we're
retarded. Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice. Okay, fam.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs
Here
gay.
We go. We do have a throwback, so let's get into it. Join the fam today. One more day. Tomorrow ends tomorrow for the Summer Soul Specials. Join the fam today, soulnormousx.com. Let's get into the throwback. Let's get into the throwback, Jack. This one is... Oof. All right. This one's called... Well,
the term American citizen is the term American citizen is like a racialized term.
We are so fucking fucked.
It's associated with whiteness, whether we want it to or not. Because of the way that white supremacy is so, like, intricately bound with the foundation of the country that we call America.
Oh, God help me.
When you hear the word American citizen, the first thing that comes to mind is a white person.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
And what's crazy is I have this super vivid memory when I was only, like, maybe, like, 5 or 6 years old.
I'll take made-up memories for 1,000, Alex.
My mom was just about to get her citizenship, and she was like, yo, I'm going to be an American citizen.
Your mom said, yo-yo? Is your name Yo-Yo?
And I was like freaking out because I fully thought that my mother was going to turn into a white woman.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's all, folks.
Oh my God.
It's all bullshit. All of it.
Jesus Christ. I thought my mom was going to turn into a white woman. No, you just turned into a retard. She's about as intelligent as she was when she was 5 or 6. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Sorry to end on that. That was, it's nice. It's a good way to end because then all of a sudden you turn off the show. You're like, how many of you turn off the show and you're like, oh, all right, well, I am going to go eat a steak and make some sick fucking gains and get that out of my head. I feel like that's the best part about the Daily Swole. It makes you be like, all right, that's insane. I'm going to go do awesome shit. So go do awesome shit, fam. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for 2914. AskPapaSwolio.com. Call into the show. That way we can get your call tomorrow. AskPapaSwolio.com. And of course, head on over to SwolenArmistX.com to join the fam today. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. 6 subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. 3 girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...
Then y'all found out.